So you grew up in Utah, and did you just move here for work then?
No, actually, I met my husband on a blind date, and he was from Roberts, and so I married him, and that's where I ended up.
We know that you're the university operations business director. Did you go to school exactly for that?
No, but I've actually been in the customer service, business, office profession for about over 30 years. I used to work for US West Telephone Company in Salt Lake City, so yeah.
Your talk is about being aware. And what was it that made you want to speak about the topic of being aware for devotional?
It just came to me that I just felt like that was something that we all needed to be more aware of things, of each other, actually. Along the lines of when we were invited to be ministers rather than visiting teachers, home teachers, and to look at each other differently. And so that's kind of what I'm going to speak to is my feelings about what that means and maybe take a different look at ourselves and each other than the typical traditional way that we've done things.
Because in your talk, you do quote President Nelson, that time when he made the announcement that we're going to change from home teaching, visiting teaching, to a more personalized approach with ministering.
Yes. I think it's more personal. I feel like ministering is more personal. President Nelson calls it a newer, holier approach. But I just think it's getting to know each other on a more personal basis and to really looking for the needs in each other. And I think that I feel like we're very distracted by the world today. There's a lot of social media. There's a lot of distractions. In service to others, I think that maybe we've done it quickly and then moved on to what we've got going in our lives.
Almost like a checklist?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I just kind of feel like that we need to take a step back and say, okay, what is this really about? And how can I really, you know, be of help to somebody else?
And when you first heard that announcement, what was going through your thoughts and your mind?
I just felt like that we were being told that there was more in depth than what we were really doing, than just going and giving a lesson and maybe bringing some treats or something like that. And right. I'm not saying that everybody ever did that, because my visiting teacher certainly did not. They're personal friends, and they took the time to get to know me, which I think that we need to do whether we're called to minister to somebody personally or just meeting people on the street.
And for even my generation, who is just new coming into visiting teaching, and now that it's changed to ministering, and I feel like this, when President Nelson announced that, it really helped my generation to think, what can I do to be more personalized with the people that I interact with, and how he is inspired in that way?
Exactly. So that's the title of my talk. Uh-huh. I think that they need to be more aware of what's going on around them.
And you have three parts to your talk: being aware of others, being aware of ourselves, and being aware of the Savior.
Yes.
For the topic of being aware of ourselves, what's the motivation behind being aware of ourselves?
There's two parts to that I kind of try to address in my talk. One is to be aware of how we look at others. Be aware of where we're getting our inspiration from to be of service to others. And are we just reacting to those situations? But I also talk about the need that we have to let others help us, which I think is really hard for a lot of people.
I think that's one of the things that our culture as Mormons, we struggle with. We hate to be an inconvenience to others by accepting help. But you're saying when you accept help, in that way, you are helping others.
That's right. As I thought about ministering, and the thought kept coming to me, am I open to being ministered to? And that just kept coming to me, you know, am I open to that? Are others open to that? Like you said, it's really easy for us to want to be of service to others and to take care of somebody else. But when we're in need, I think it's very hard for us to say, hey, I need some help, or taking the time to let our ministers come to visit us, or taking their phone calls, or, you know, letting them get the blessings that they're striving for because they want to be of help, which is what we want to do.
Personally, in your opinion, why do we have that block of sometimes we don't allow people to help us?
Boy, I have no clue. But I hear it from a lot of people.
Right.
It's so easy for me to do for others, but boy, do I not like, you know, I just feel so like I'm inconveniencing someone when I have to accept help from them. We're self-sufficient, you know, and I'm tough and I can handle, you know, whatever, but I think we all need each other.
the last part of your talk when you talked about how we can be more aware of the Savior and what he has done as he's an example of ministering. And the Savior, yes, he did do many miraculous things during his ministry, but he also did very simple things for others when he's serving. Why is it that we feel like when we do service, we have to do a big thing?
I don't really know where that came from, but I know it exists, especially in our culture, our church, and possibly, you know, the desire to make a big impact. But I think it's the little things that are the most important. And I think that that's, when I go back to what President Nelson said, that's kind of my thought was, you know, we need to just be kind to each other. We need to talk to each other. We just need to be welcoming. And I thought about, you know, the new semester of the school year will be coming soon for the fall, and it's a big semester here at BYU-Idaho. And some people might have a hard time in a new ward where they don't really know people. You know, maybe they just need somebody to sit by or somebody to say hi to them or to smile to them or to make an effort to introduce themselves. Even in home wards, even, you know, if someone new comes. I've noticed that in my life, there are those that just reach out and they're just friendly and they're just kind. And that's what I think the Savior showed us.
What do you want the people to get most out of your talk? What do you hope that they go home and do?
I just hope that they give more thought to their interactions with each other. And I had a close friend that I asked to read my talk for me. The feedback that she gave me was, you made me realize or want to pray more before I do for others so that I really can be in tune and I know I don't have to do big stuff.
That was a big thing that I learned from you as well. Your talk is so important. It's refocusing us. We'll walk away and we'll think, what can we do to be more aware of our family or of our professors or whatever it is that we're interacting with?
Well, thank you. And I tried to use some things in my talk and in some of the presentations that will be on the screen that are everyday things that might then bring your mind or somebody who hears this talk's mind back to, I need to start making that a habit in my life, is to pay attention, be aware, stay focused. Let's you know, unplug and think for a minute. So yeah.
I love the word you use, habit, because we don't want to just do this once or twice, but we want to practice this daily that becomes part of us.
Yep.
So thank you so much, Sister Wells.
It's been a very enlightening experience to prepare for this. There've been a lot of tender mercies sent my way. So yeah, I hope it's well received.
And when you say tender mercies, well, what is it that you mean?
I refer in my talk to a devotional that was given last semester by Brother Hansen. And at that time I thought, that's kind of what's in my mind.